Okay, good morning, folks. Welcome to yet another edition of the Exposure Weekly Podcast. My name is Daniel Oga. Welcome to the 12th day of the month of February. And it's 2 days to Valentine. Yeah, I know we have been anticipating this particular day. Let the 14th of February come so that I will get gifts from my guy or from my friend. But what really is Valentine? Is it all about getting gifts for that special person that you love, or is it all about expecting gifts from that special person? So in today's episode, we'll be discussing briefly on the history of Valentine. How did Valentine start? How did Valentine's Day develop? The misconceptions of Valentine. What really do we do on Valentine's Day? These and so many other things we'll be discussing in today's episode. Please do not go anywhere. Okay, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Still on the topic of Valentine's Day, and we are going to share with you a brief history. How did Valentine start? Have you ever sit down to ask yourself how Valentine started? Okay, just give me some few minutes, and I will tell you how it did started. So for Valentine's Day, it was all about a story, and the story of a Catholic priest, Saint Valentine. A priest who lived in Rome in the 3rd century. There were so many stories at that time, but this is the right story. So at the time of Valentine's life, many Romans were converting to Christianity, but the emperor Claudius II was a pagan and created strict laws about what Christians were allowed to do. So Claudius believed that the Roman soldiers should completely be devoted to Rome, and therefore passed a law that prevented them from getting married. But Saint Valentine began to marry these soldiers in secret, began to conduct secret marriage ceremonies for the soldiers, and this was the beginning of his reputation for believing in the importance of love. So this is where it actually started from. So eventually Valentine was found out, and he was jailed for his crimes against Claudius II. So while in prison, Valentine cared for his fellow prisoners and also his jailer's blind daughter. Yeah, that was his own special person. So legend has it that Valentine cured the girl's blindness, and that his final act before being executed was to write her a love message signed "From Your Valentine." So Valentine was executed on the 14th of February in the year 270. That's one of the origin. So how did Valentine's Day develop? So it wasn't until more than 200 years later that 14th of February was proclaimed Saint Valentine's Day. By this time, the Rome had become a Christian community, abolishing every form of paganism. So a pagan ritual was normally held on that 14th each year, and the Pope abolished this festival and proclaimed 14th of February Saint Valentine's Day, thus establishing this feast day on the Catholic calendar of saints. So this was how Valentine started, where a Catholic priest was able to show good care to people around him, not just that special person, but he was concerned about the welfare of people around him, the soldiers. He needed them to get married. He needed them to be able to express love. He needed them to be conjoined with that special person that they love. He cared for his fellow prisoners. He cared for his jailer's daughter. He was able to heal her blindness, and so many other good deeds of Saint Valentine. So this will give you a cue on what you should do on Valentine's Day, and not expect gifts. So very shortly, we'll be looking at the misconceptions of Valentine's Day. Do not go anywhere. You don't want to miss this one for anything. We'll be right back. Oh. Okay, welcome back. We just quickly, we saw the history of Valentine's Day, how it all started. How did Valentine's Day develop? We saw that. And right on straight, we're moving on to the misconceptions of Valentine's Day. Very quickly, what is the first analysis? It says that Valentine's Day is only for lovers. Who told you Valentine's Day is only for lovers? So this is a wrong misconception. If you're single and you have friends posting images on social media on how they spend their Valentine's Day or how they intend to spend their Valentine's Day with your spouse, this should not make you feel bad. Valentine's Day is not just for lovers, but instead, Valentine's Day is meant to express love not only to your spouse, but also to friends, to family members, to the less privileged, orphanages, and people around you. So basically, take yourself out. Get a gift for someone around you. It mustn't be your spouse. It mustn't be in a relationship with that person to get a gift for that person. Just show love to people around you. So the second on our list here says that it must be on the 14th of February. No, it mustn't be on the 14th of February. So you don't have to wait until the 14th of February to show love. So many spouses, many people find it hard to express love to their partners, family members, and people around them. Some persons feel like if it is not on the 14th of February, then it cannot be celebrated any other day. Who told you that? I, for one, I intend to make my relationship specific, so that we can be able to celebrate every other day that is not Valentine's Day. So every other day will look like or even be more important than Valentine's Day. Now, I'm not saying that Valentine's Day is not important, but do not wait for on the 14th of February to take your wife out, to take your spouse out, to get something for that special person, to get gifts for people around you, to show care, to show love. Do not wait. It mustn't be on the 14th of February. So number three on our list here says that the gift must be expensive. Who told you the gift must be expensive? So many ladies have this mindset that the gift must be expensive. I'm expecting an iPhone 12. This is what I want. This is what it's going to get for me. That diamond ring, if it doesn't get them, then there's a problem. There's a saying that goes that little things makes the most difference. So no matter how small a gift may be, it can make a whole lot of difference. It can make a whole lot of difference. So don't wait until you are able to afford that car before you show love to your spouse. Don't wait until you are able to afford that big gift before you show love to people around you. Don't wait until you're able to get hold on enough cash. No. And also, ladies, don't measure the amount of love your spouse have for you by the price of the gift he or she buys for you. No. Don't measure the amount of love your spouse have for you by the price of the gift they buy for you. It is a wrong misconception. Okay, number four on our list says that it is a day to get your first kiss, or a day to lose your virginity or have sex. Who told you that? This is common with the younger generation. They believe that, okay, I'll have to wait on the 14th of February so that I will lose my virginity, or okay, let me wait on the 14th of February before I get my first kiss, so that when I want to tell my story, I'll say, okay, actually I got my first kiss on a very special day on the 14th of February. That is a mindset from the pit of hell. Valentine's Day is not a license to lose your virginity, and definitely not a day to have sex. So as a matter of fact, sex before marriage is wrong, both morally and in the sight of God. So this is what happens when you indulge in premarital sex. It makes you to stink before God, and it hinders answers to your prayers. It makes you to stink before God, and it hinders answers to your prayers. So for more understanding of this, just listen to our episode 15 on our podcast and you understand better. So number five on our list here says that Valentine's Day is about the girl. That is a wrong misconception. Valentine's Day, it's not just about the girl. I'll repeat again, it is not just about the girl. So many girls have the ideology that if he doesn't buy anything for me this Valentine's Day, then I'm ending this relationship. The question is, what if you buy for him first? What if you buy for him first? Now, I'm not saying that guys should relax and allow ladies to get things for them on Valentine's Day. But what I'm trying to say is that love is a two-way thing and should be expressed by both parties involved. Love is a two-way thing and should be expressed by both parties involved. So please, don't end that relationship because of Valentine's Day. You might just be ending a relationship with your God-ordained spouse. imagine ending a relationship with your future husband. You get angry because he doesn't get you get a gift on Valentine's Day, and then you cut off the relationship, and that is the man that God has ordained for you to get married. Please, it's not going to happen to us. Okay, number six on our list here says that men always propose on Valentine's Day. Nope. Who told you that? Men do not always propose on Valentine's Day. So this is one of the singular reasons for so many heartbreaks. So after the lady allows the guy to sleep with her and do all sort with her, then she expects a proposal, which a huge amount of the time does not come. You don't know what the guy is thinking about. You don't know what is going through his head. So my dear ladies, don't expect men to always propose on Valentine's Day. His mind might be, he might be thinking about something totally different. So instead of expecting and assuming that he will propose on Valentine's Day, why not ask him this question? Ask him, please, where is this our relationship headed? And if he says, of course, we're getting married very soon, our relationship is headed to marriage, you've known this for the past 5 years that we've been dating, then ask him again, please, when and how soon are we getting married? If he doesn't give you a convincing answer, then he's a joker, he's just playing with you. If it doesn't give you a convincing answer, then he is a joker. So in conclusion, the 14th of February is actually a reminder that love still exists. And the highest form of love can only be found in God. It is also a reminder that we should show love not only to our spouses, but also to friends, to family, to the less privileged, to orphanages, and every other person around us. Valentine's Day is not only for your spouse, but just like Saint Valentine in the story I gave, he was able to care for his fellow prisoners. He was able to show love to people around him. He saw that these Roman soldiers needed to get married. He saw that they needed to procreate and extend their generation. Then he got them married secretly, even when the law did not permit them to get married. He got into jail. He was caring for his fellow prisoners. He was caring for his jailer's daughter. He even cured her from blindness. This is what Valentine's Day is all about. It's a day to show love. It's a day to show love. And the highest form of love exists in God. So it's a reminder that we should show love not only to our spouses, but also to friends, to family, to people around us. Okay, guys, with this, we've come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you for listening. For more information, you can visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/disclosurepodcast, or you can call the numbers 07016154878. And please do not forget to subscribe from wherever you are listening from. My name is Daniel Ogar, and this is the Exposure Weekly Podcast. Do have a lovely weekend. Thank you.